Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation.
Every culture in the world has a dumpling that is close to their heart, whether it's empanadas in South America, whether it's apple dumplings in the U.S. or chicken and dumplings, whether it's ravioli and tortelloni, whether it's pierogi or pelmeni. You know, if you go around the world, you're going to find a lump of dough wrapped around a filling that somebody is sitting down and tucking into and feeling really good. You got what I need. This is Seth Zurr for Dumpling Fest, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. We all know and love bacon. We all know and love Bacon Fest, meaning that we all know and love Seth Zurr, the visionary founder, the cutting edge man who rains down culinary and delicious gifts of events on a regular basis. And today is no exception because, and we talked about it a little bit, you know, he was a little restless, right? He felt his creative karma there, and he needed to go ahead and decide to find a touchstone, a new one, something to take what it is that he does, because you can't have Bacon Fest every single day, can you?
I mean, I know a few people that try to, but I don't personally recommend it. My doctors have come out forcefully against a daily Bacon Fest. But.
For obvious health reasons, yeah. And I think for the health of all of the participants and the attendees of Bacon Fest, you need to keep them alive. It's got to be one of those things that you do in moderation and enjoy in moderation. You can't do that, so you got to kind of branch out, try to find some new things. Maybe someday he'll have a new healthy event, you know, Artichoke Fest, you know, could come up, right? And if anyone could do it and make it a success, Seth could. But now this one, most anticipated, almost immediate sellout as people get excited. The clamor, the anticipation is at a fever pitch for Dumpling Fest, Rapper's Delight. In studio, the man behind it, Seth Zurr. Seth, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So I know that you keep a lot of this close to the vest, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to just, you know, just have, well, here's how I did it, right? But so what was, at what point did I knew that the idea to do other events probably happens on a regular basis. You're probably approached by people saying, hey, Seth, you should do this or you should do that, you know, or your parents say like, hey, Seth, you know, do something else. Who knows? But at what point did you realize, hey, I think I'm going to do something? And then you picked, of all things, dumplings.
Yeah, I mean, we have talked for years about how we're going to grow our business. I mean, Bacon Fest is an event that gives a ton of money to the food bank, and it's a fun annual institution in Chicago. But we always have wondered, okay, well, what can we do with what we've built to continue to support the food bank, to continue to grow our business, and to think about what other events we would be interested in. We talked about doing Bacon Fest in other cities. We've gone down different paths every year for the last 5 years, and this year was the year that I was finally, okay, you know what? Let's do something. Let's do something fun. Let's do something that we care about. That's a food item that we're passionate about, just like we were passionate about bacon when we started. We're still passionate about bacon, P.S.
Right,
by the way.
Yes, right. It's not either or, it's and.
That combines some of our interests and I think also kind of catches a hook in what's happening in the culinary world in general, which is that food as an art form is more and more, I think, cross-pollinating with other art forms in our society. So you see someone like a Questlove who is in the Roots, right? And he's the house band on Jimmy Fallon. And he just came out with a book where he talks to chefs about culinary creativity. There's this overlap between musical creativity and culinary creativity that I think is interesting and ripe for exploration. So we thought about, okay, well, what's the food I like? I like dumplings. What's the music I like? I like old school hip hop. I grew up in Washington, D.C. In the 90s, I grew up listening to De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, you know, old school Biz Markie, folks like that. Tone Loke, I can go on. Maybe I shouldn't. But I thought, okay, maybe there's something there. Maybe there's some overlap between hip hop and dumplings that we can explore. And then it hit me, of course, Rapper's Delight. And that was really Rapper's Delight with a W. That was really what sealed the deal for me about why it should be dumplings and why it should be hip hop.
You always have to have a clever angle to it. So you add in a little bit of fun with all of the food, with the flavor and with the art. And you're right. You know, I think almost anybody now that has a voice, a platform to reach people also has a food voice. It is one of those very rare things that we all have in common. Mm-hmm. Those of us who've survived, you know, and aren't on a feeding tube, you know, basically you got to eat something and hopefully you're enjoying what it is that you're eating. And in this day and age of sharing all sorts of things through social media, you're able to share what it is you like and why you like it. And a lot of times you'll have people that agree with you. I love the idea of the dumpling because I think there are so many things. There's things out there that everybody loves and you could get people to show up for a rib fest or a pizza fest or those kind of things. But I think that there are so many untold stories or just not completely told stories. A lot of exploration people can do with the dumping. Because when you first described the event to me, it was one of those, oh, yeah, this is going to be great.
Yeah, I think that there's nothing out there right now in the food festival world that's exploring the global diversity of dumplings. I think that's what, to me, is the other big hook. It's like, okay, listen, Chinese people eat dumplings. They have pot stickers. They have shumai. They have soup dumplings. But they're not the only dumplings out there. Every culture in the world has a dumpling that is close to their heart, whether it's empanadas in South America, whether it's apple dumplings in the U.S. or chicken and dumplings, whether it's ravioli and tortelloni, whether it's pierogi or pelmeni. You know, if you go around the world, you're going to find a lump of dough wrapped around a filling that somebody is sitting down and tucking into and feeling really good. So that to me is like, there's nothing out there. It's a new concept for a festival to say, hey, let's explore this global diversity of dumplings and let's see what great chefs will do with the dumpling idea.
When you said looking to try to find the best thing to do with what you had already built, and when you say that, and certainly it's the grand temple of Bacon Fest, but so many great relationships, so much goodwill, so many relationships with chefs, and just so much familiarity with the different cuisines and the best places of Chicago. So how did you knew you wanted to tell a bigger story than just what any average person's definition of dumpling would be? Did you take a globe? Did you spin it? We need one from here, one from here, one from here. And then you went out and got the chefs. How did you pick who come?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, we're building on our existing relationships. So a lot of the restaurants that are going to be at Dumpling Fest are restaurants that have participated in Bacon Fest that have some kind of dumpling connection on the menu or that are personally passionate about dumplings. Like I think about Lockwood, which is the restaurant that's in the Palmer House Hilton downtown. Their chef, Matthew Vilsius, when I sent the email saying, hey, we're talking about doing a dumpling fest. You know, Lockwood is not known for dumplings, but Matthew Vilsius feels about dumplings the same way I do. He's like, ah, yes, that is an event I want to be at. I will do a dumpling. And it's not like it's on the menu. It's just like, hey, this is another way for a chef to flex those creative muscles about something they feel passion for. So we find people that share our values over the course of producing Bacon Fest and getting to know chefs like Cameron Grant at Osteria Lange or Animale, you kind of get a sense for which folks share that kind of passion for food. And as over the course of getting to know them, it becomes clear who's going to be the right candidate for something like a dumpling festival.
You know, the medium, like whether it's the dough or the meats or the fillings or whatever, I think just gives you so much range. Mm-hmm. And then you've got, you know, the sauces or the broths or whatever kind of dipping thing that you would do or whatever kind of seasons that would. It just, you know, bacon is a magical ingredient. But this, I think, for an artist gives a lot more kind of within the range of I think acceptably and understandably delicious, because you know bacon's a magic ingredient. This you're going to really see some chefs doing some fantastic stuff. I'm just excited to see where it won't be like some, you know, sometimes in Bacon Fest you see, and these are great, it is an item you're familiar with and there is bacon on top of it,
right
it is, and so technically it is this. I think you're going to see some exciting stuff.
I think so too, and I mean that's part of the fun for me, is to see what these chefs come up with. And even already the stuff that I've tasted from folks like Saigon Sisters, they're doing this ground lamb pho spice dumpling with fish sauce and fried frizzled shallots, and like it's basically a bowl of pho wrapped up in dumpling form. Like you say, you know, we're going to see.
You're going to see that, and then you're going to see the Italian side of things.
Italian, we're going to see. I think Cameron Grant's doing a pork foie gras tortelloni topped with pork cracklins, shaved botarga, and lemon zest. It's just ludicrous. So it's going to be awesome and delicious, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It was sold out this year. I hope we get bigger next year. And I hope that we can continue to identify these pulses that are out there in the world of food possibilities for which there is not yet a chef tasting festival that we can then go out there and make one.
An effort that Seth Zurer would be involved with would not be complete without all of the accoutrements of marketing and outreach success. And so talk about the website, what people can see on there, and social media-wise, how they can keep up with things that are going on.
So dumplingfest.com is where you can find information about the event itself and links to tickets. And then we're, of course, have the full battery of social media platforms to share information on Instagram. We're Dumpling Fest on Facebook. if you search for Rapper's Delight, I think you'll find us on Twitter. We're out there. We're going to be Snapchatting from the event. So we're gonna find ways to connect people around dumplings, whether it's in person, sharing a steaming bowl of dumplings, or online with beautiful pictures of our chef's creations.
Were you surprised? You come up with the name. Were you surprised that no one had come up with Dumpling Fest, that all the social media names were still available, at least a lot of them? Because
I was surprised.
Did you have to go with Dumpalooza or something?
Exactly, Dumplevaganza. That was a second place finisher in our name brainstorming. You know, there's only a couple of festivals out there that celebrate dumplings. There's one in New York that's really committed to Asian dumplings. There's one in the San Gabriel Valley that's really, again, all about Chinese dumplings. There's Pierogi Fest, of course, down in Indiana. But I was happy to find that there's still room for new ideas out there in the social media and festival world. And so keep trying, you know?
New ideas and delicious ideas always crossing the mind of Seth Zura. Dumplingfest.com is the website. Get all the information you can at all the social media places. Of course, dumplingfest.com one more time with that. So thanks, Seth, for providing tickets to our winner. So we'll have an ambassador from WGN going to be there. I'll be looking forward to judge it.
That's
a
right.
lot
the,
and
the
doing a lot of recon
door.
For hours beforehand with all of it and, of course, after. And Seth, again, thanks so much for what you do and being on WGN today.
My pleasure, Dane. Thanks a lot.